pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Damn it, I didn't get to urinate. I'm going to be all cranky.
We'll get a bottle.
I got my Nalgene bottle.
Sir, don't look.
Okay. No, she wants to see the penis puppetry. Why can't she see the
mechanical that is
usage?
No, when I was up in the helicopter, all the guy, you know, all the people up there were guys, and they had their bottle in case anyone needed
really?
It. Yeah. So I was basically
anybody
screwed if
bottle?
I had to pee.
Did
no, not while I was in it.
Out the door, though, right? Just aim it up.
What, urinate on the city of Portland?
Well, you know, I mean... Anyway.
It's Rain and Sarah. Hallelujah.
1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Let's see. So coming up here in just a while, we're going to talk to Gabe, I guess, find out more information about the threesome and more proof, or I guess, hopefully, that it happened, that it actually did happen, because now everybody's divided. It's become this huge divisive thing. Richard Nunn from the WB going to be with us later. We're going to be giving away this sound morpher from the fine folks at Budget Computer. We're going to debut the Tim Riley Factor's new single, I Want to Be a Ramon. That's coming up later on this hour. We'll also give you a little behind-the-scenes look, kind of a crash course into how we put it together. This hour, the Rick Emerson Show is brought to you by Michael Hacker Photography, by the way. Simple, elegant, specializing in weddings and what have you. Go to michaelhacker.com for more information. MichaelHacker, michaelhacker.com. So we're going to get Scott here, Beth, as well as Dave from 800 Octane is going to join us, talk for a second about this show coming up Saturday at Satyricon. So you want to hang on for all of that coming your way. Like us in about an hour, followed by the world-famous Bill Hendry Show at 7. This, however, is the world-famous Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
204, Tim Riley with news, brought to you by the Avon Foundation. The Avon Walk for Breast Cancer in Portland is July 12th and 13th. Register today and make a difference. Call 1-866-WALK-AVON or visit www.avonwalk.org. Oregon's free speech laws are among the most liberal in this great land, but a state panel has decided that letting minors perform nude dancing at adult clubs goes much too far. Beginning this year, the OLCC voted to ban all under 21s from performing at adult-only venues. From musicians to strippers, unless they signed an agreement contract before August 15th, 2002.
Wait, I don't understand. What do you mean? But it was never legal for minors to dance nude. Was it? What are you talking about?
These are under 21.
Oh, I thought you meant like 16-year-olds. Okay, so no. This is the okay, so it is or is not legal?
It is illegal, unless they sign this contract
all
before...
Right, okay.
August 15th, 2002.
We were talking about this, but that's just because, you know, the strippers who are 25 don't want competition from 18 and 19-year-old girls. That's totally what that's about. That's about 25-year-old girls not wanting to have to compete with some high school senior. That's completely what that is about.
Well, a 19-year-old named Lexi, who wears a blue gown and sparkly 8-inch heels at Stars Cabaret, says, "People want to be entertained. Let us do our job." She declined to give her real last name since she's looking for a job as a receptionist, bank teller, or a sales clerk.
I really want to direct.
But she hasn't done radio sales yet, so...
Yeah, well, there's still hope. Radio sales, that's the lowest rung. That's the bottom rung of all sales. It's like, that's after you've sold crack. You know, that's after you've sold everything. Well, I guess it's always radio sales.
There are plenty of empty cubicles all the time. Well, a scary moment for pilots flying a small plane from Seattle to Medford.
Yeah.
They were forced to make an emergency landing in Medford after a Horizon flight hit a flock of birds, and the plane's pilot was injured by shattered glass. He managed to land carefully. There were 29 people aboard. The NTSB is conducting an investigation, but they'll just find it's just a bunch of birds. Listen to this. A jury convicted a performance art wrestler of aggravated animal abuse, this were biting through the neck of a rabbit and beheading it. After Darcy Lee Olson bit the rabbit, his friend photographed the act so it could be used to promote a wrestling event. The Multnomah County jury also convicted the photographer, Angela Moss.
This isn't Portland wrestling,
yeah.
Is it? Where they bite their heads off things?
Apparently so.
Okay.
Let's see, Olson testified that he bought the rabbit to feed to his pet boa. All right, that's fine. But on the night of the killing, he said he broke the rabbit's neck to quickly kill him. This is nasty stuff.
Let's not talk about it.
Yeah, let's not talk about it. Let's move along. Well, let me talk about Rachel, who's Jennifer Aniston, who shortens her maternity leave to keep a hotshot Dermot Mulroney from taking her job at Ralph Lauren on the all-new Friends episode. Tell us how this episode evolves, please.
Well, you heard she had a baby on the show, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, this is well, I heard something about that.
Just catching up to this storyline. Actually, that's not true. I knew that. Somebody had to take her job in the meantime, you know, while she was on her maternity leave. Right. So that I play that character. She's then, understandably...
Well, this sounds compelling.
Put off with this wonder, and he's doing really well at my job, too.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
And,
okay,
yeah.
Whatever.
Mm. Yeah. So, you know, put all that together, and you've got a big, funny episode.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah, it just sounds, it's just, you know, it's regular James Thurber.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be partly cloudy this afternoon. Highs about 50, same for tonight, and increasing clouds tomorrow. Tim Riley, the KOTK News here, live around the world at KOTK.com.
You know who watches Friends? People who make too little money to buy HBO so they can watch Sex and the City. That's who watches Friends. Same easily amused, you know, like people, same easily amused low standard television viewers.
Women love Friends. Let me just tell you this: I wanted to watch.
I don't know.
Not,
that's
I wanted
true.
To watch a game, and immediately all the women came into the room. I was at a party. All the women came into the room. They want to watch Friends.
Sarah,
we've talked about this before. I don't like it. I mean, if I want to watch, like, if I'm eating and if I want something in the background and if it's on, I'll leave it
well,
on.
See,
but
that older like women like
you know what it is. It's you know what it is. It's like a can of green beans in the cupboard. If there's nothing else, you'll eat it, I guess. But you don't really want it. Like you don't go looking for it.
Friends is like lima beans.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Same grainy texture, like peaches. No, pears. It's pears that are grainy. Peaches
oh, yes, you're a peach fan, aren't you?
No. Peaches are, they taste okay, but they're too grainy. I just can't get with the grain texture on that. It's like, I'm a big, texture.
Are you talking about peaches or pears?
Pears,
you said peaches.
Pears, I guess it is.
Okay.
Texture makes or breaks food for me. Pears, too grainy. It's like bananas, a little too squashy for me. That's why I like apples, crisp. It's where the apples are the greatest fruit going, because they're crisp.
But
yes,
you know
sweet.
What I can't eat is that Mexican ice cream, it's flan. Because
oh,
of the texture,
yeah,
it is so gross.
It's
like a wet, slimy sponge
it's
or
like
something.
Eating, no. Flan is like eating sweet tofu.
Yeah, I'm all about the texture. That's
yeah,
gross.
No, you know, no, you can't get with that. All right. It's 503-250 the 1080. Yeah. Or 1-800-727-5955. This senior moment brought to you by. Okay. Some other things. Let me just say that Home Depot is bringing you some traffic today at some random time later. I don't know why.
And so, I already forgot.
Well, I probably shouldn't do them all again.
Okay. Space them out.
Okay, we're going to take all that out of post. That's just going to be removed later. All right, let's see. We got Betsy we're going to get through here in a moment, as well as a Dave from 800 Octane. Let's quickly get a Scott. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KFTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick, you know, you must be puffing the herb because you didn't have a single song from Physical Graffiti in your top five.
Which is actually my favorite Led Zeppelin album. Physical Graffiti is my favorite Zeppelin album, and it also has my single favorite Zeppelin song, The Rover, which is right up there with When the Levee Breaks.
You know, that's an underappreciated gem, I think, along with Out on the Tiles.
Out on the Tiles, man, that's a great song, too. Physical Graffiti is great. I saw this Zeppelin tribute band called No Quarter, I don't know, about 2 months ago, and they did a great, great version of The Rover. Physical Graffiti is a great record, even though it has Kashmir, which is a song I've never liked.
Well, and plus... Oh, wait, is Achilles' Last Stand is on Presence,
that's on
right?
It's a lead track on Presence.
Okay, so now... What is he saying in that song? Is he singing in English?
Yeah, where he's, it was an April morning when they told us we should go. And as it's something about riding to Valhalla. It's just more of that Hobbit.
I like it.
It's just more of that Hobbit crap that Robert Plant was always singing, you know what I mean? I don't know what he knows. All I know is at the end he goes, ha, 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 for no reason.
Well, Jimmy Page, best guitar player of all time and coolest because he actually owned Aleister Crowley's house,
completely,
which was a tower,
and it was a tower on the edge of Loch Ness.
That is the coolest.
When I was a teenager, I spent probably 500 total hours standing in front of a mirror with a broomstick, wishing I was Jimmy Page. I mean, that was my whole adolescence. That's Scott. There you go. I'm with him. Physical Graffiti, man. That was the first Zeppelin album I ever bought. Let's see. We're gonna get Betsy and Dave in a moment. Beth and Tiger, what's up with you?
Oh, hi, Rick. I was just calling. About Jolie's question of the day.
About why don't women just say they're not gonna sleep with you?
Okay, women won't come out and say they're going to sleep with you or they're not going to sleep with you because that's not the way women work. That's the way guys work, but it's not the way women work. However, if a woman accepts a date from you, that means at some point in time, she will sleep with you if you keep up, because if she was never going to sleep with you in the first place, She would have been busy washing her hair.
I don't think that's true.
Or visiting her aunt. I do.
At the risk of sounding jaded, I think if there's a free meal there somewhere, I think she's going to find free time. If there's free drinks to be had, she'll make time in her Franklin Covey planner.
A date is a free meal.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Not anymore. I mean, it might have been that way at one time, but because I'm old. I remember dating back when dating was dating and not just the prelude to sex, but...
Well, now, did you guys swing by on his horse and, you know, come on?
Yeah, pretty much that's about it. But, no, I think anymore, I've been married for a long time, uh-huh, and got divorced and got back into single scene again. And if there was a guy that I even thought, you know, asked me out for a date, if I even thought, yeah, no way, I just wouldn't take the date. It was just, you were busy. You had something to do or no thanks, not interested or whatever. I don't think a free meal is that. If you don't like the guy at all, if there's no way that you like the guy, if you like the guy enough to go out to dinner with him, I think you're right in that somewhere along the line, she could, if you spend enough time on it, she'd end up sleeping with
him. I hate to tell you this, but I think you're on crack.
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'm just saying, in my journalistic opinion, I think she sounds
pretty liberal and pretty fun-loving.
Well, maybe she'll go out with you. Maybe you should ask her out, Clyde. Hey,
well,
Clyde's going to swing by.
Way too old for Clyde.
Clyde's going to swing by in his horse and buggy, Beth, and you guys go paint the town mauve.
Well, no, I'm just saying, women. You ask a woman out, and she goes, "Oh no, I can't. I have to go visit my aunt." Or that means that she's not interested at all.
All right. Okay. Excellent, Beth. Hey, how did you discover the show here?
Yeah, I've been listening ever since September 11th.
Okay, the question is, are you spreading the word, Beth?
Yes, I do. Everybody I know, I tell.
Excellent. God bless you. Call us anytime.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rick.
All right, there you go, there's Beth. 1-800-727-5955. In a moment here, we'll talk to our good friend Dave and Andrew Octane, find out what the deal is with this abomination of a show that we're going to try to play. I mean, everybody else is going to be great, but we're going to be the exception that proves the rule about the good music this weekend. It's Satyricon at 9:30. Let's welcome to the show our good friend and colleague, the lightsome and talented Betsy. Yo, what's your deal?
Hey, baby.
What's your thing there, sister?
Well, I got something to say about the Jolie's answer to the dating thing.
Yes.
But also that whole stripper thing on the news. Did you have any questions from the inside?
About strippers?
About the minors.
Oh, no, I know. It's all perfectly clear to me. I have no... Yeah, I understand that issue completely.
Yeah, it sucks.
Totally. If I was 25 and a stripper, I wouldn't want an 18-year-old dancing on the stage next to me either.
Well, no. I think it sucks that they can't work anymore.
Well, that's another thing, too, because then, you know, it's like, if I could make that kind of money and that kind of hours, I'd totally be doing that, so, you know.
Well, but, you know, okay, for the guy that is turning 21 or for the guy that's 24 and would actually date an 18-year-old, you know, they're not going to see those girls anymore.
I got to tell you this. You go to see some chick, you know, shaking the cakes. The 1 year here or there doesn't really make a lot of difference to most
guys. Yeah, I know. It just kind of sucks for those girls. But, it's good in a way, too,
yeah,
because I don't think the minors should be trying to entertain in an environment where they've never been on the other side anyway.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
But
So what do we get about Jolie here?
The thing about that is I don't know if you guys should be sending Jolie any questions about the dating scene because she's married.
Yeah, but she did date ostensibly. It wasn't an arranged marriage, I think. So.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, there's a lot more to it than just that. I am one of those girls that if I'm not going to have sex with a guy, I'll tell him right off the bat.
Yeah, see, so you're not only is he not wasting his time, he's not wasting your time.
Yeah. But also, I think that the flip side of that is that you kind of think that all the women out there are gold diggers. They all want a free meal or a free drink or whatever.
I never said that.
Well, you act that way.
No, what I'm saying is I think that sometimes a woman will go out with a guy that she... I mean, I think this is just obvious. A woman will go out with a guy she doesn't really want to have sex with sometimes just because, you know, women like to go out, and if somebody else is paying the bill, they'll do it.
Yeah, that's probably true. There's really two ways that you can tell. If she's not coming right out and saying, hey, look, I'm not going to have sex with you, if that's what this is all about, then we should just stop now. There's two ways you can tell. One is that she'll start talking about all the problems in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, she's putting you in the friend category.
Or she'll talk about other guys. Let me tell you about this other guy I'm sleeping with. Yeah.
Yeah, or she'll be flirty with other guys in the room.
Yeah. True.
And then the other thing that you can really watch for is a woman, leading up to sex, a woman likes to be really touchy-feely, like public displays of affection.
Right, and so she's
completely
not
avoiding all of that. In fact, if she's refusing that, early on in the date, then you know that you don't have a chance.
You just need like a Rosetta Stone. It's just so difficult. There's Betsy. All right, there you go. She's a good friend, Betsy. Yeah, you need like a Captain Marvel decoder ring to... It's just, all right. It's 503-250-TONETTI. Let's welcome to the show our good friend Dave from local band 800 Octane, who we dig quite a lot on the show. Dave, what's up with you, brother?
How's it going, Rick?
So, well, it's going... It's
Dave,
going.
You're a day late.
Yeah, you were supposed to call yesterday, you bastard.
I know, that's why I'm calling today.
Well, today's not yesterday.
I'm a busy man.
You're a busy man. You're in a band. What are you doing? Sleeping it
He's
off?
He's a cop.
A job.
What?
I got to pay the bills, man.
What is your job?
I have lots of jobs. I can't go into detail what I do for a living.
Can I say what you do?
No, you cannot.
Okay. He knows.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm just... Okay. Well, in any event. All right. So you're doing your whatever it is.
My work.
Being a crossing guard or whatever it is you're doing during the day. All right. So it's Thursday. So we're now a day and a half away. So the day after tomorrow, we're going to be playing Satyricon, which is now, of course... being untalented and never really having been, you know, in a band in this area before. So I've never played Satyricon. I've never been on the stage there or anything. But it's a cool place to see a show, though, because I've seen some bands there. And it seems like a good place to see a show. It's got good sound. It's kind of a hole in the best sort of a way, right? It's a kind of a good kind of dive. You guys have played there before, right?
Oh, yeah, several times. It's a great place.
And so it's going to be 800 Octane, Porn Store Janitor, Dry County Crooks, and Barbarella's last show. Because, you know, Barbarella is just... You know, they are like a car made out of Legos, man. It's like every time they hit a bump, just pieces fall off. They're seriously, I'm surprised they haven't all just, you know, shot each other and gone into rehab by now. It's just a bad scene. So it's going to be their farewell gig as well. And so we're going to be there. So you guys are playing, second, right?
That's correct.
And you guys play a lot, though, so you're not going to have, you're not going to suck. You guys are actually going to be good.
Well, that always depends on the weather.
Well, because I've seen you guys a couple times. Let me say, here's a funny story with the last time I saw 800 Octane. So I went to see, where was that at, where they were playing with H2O?
It was called the B-Complex.
Yeah, it's like some warehouse where they'd have one of those raves that the kids seem to like. So Clyde and Laura and I had gone to see you guys playing with H2O. So we're going to see 800 Octane. The oldest person in the room was like 15. You know, I don't know how old the guys in the band are, but everybody there was like junior high. It was like Degrassi students were all there. So, and of course, I come in, and it had been laundry day at my house that day, and so I didn't have any, you know. And so what am I wearing? It's like the zany punk rock show, and I'm wearing like blue jeans and like a flannel, like a blue flannel shirt, like straight out of 1993. I looked like I was about 50 years old.
I felt like a PTA monitor.
Seriously, it was, and the kids are looking at me and smirking like, narc. I totally looked like some guy was just there to bust people for huffing methane in the back room.
Well, I was glad that you were there because... You know, we kind of feel bad when we're the oldest ones all the time.
Seriously. This is the weird thing about pop music is that kids always hate anybody who's older than they are. Especially a teenager, somebody who's 30 is just ancient. Yet when you are a teenager, all the musicians you listen to and all the current bands that are great are always guys who are like 10 years older than you are. You know, you're 16. Those guys in Korn are all like 40. That bastard in Everclear is like 50. So,
yeah.
All right. So what is it with you guys? Are you guys going to be like... Are you guys doing this full time? Are you trying to make a big swing for the big leagues, for the pros here in your band?
I don't know. I kind of sometimes think we're past the wave on that. You know, maybe if I was 22 again.
Just
who knows?
Every one of my
friends that's in like a major label band, I don't know if it's all it's cracked up to be, you know?
What I'm trying to do, I'm trying to convince everybody who's playing this Saturday at the Satyricon, 800 Octane, Porn Store Janitor, Barbarella, and Dry County Crooks, what you guys should do at the end of the night, I'm just saying my suggestion is, because I'm going to be emceeing it, and then the Tim Riley Factor is going to play two songs. At the end of the night, you guys should do what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame does. You should do an all-star jam at the end.
Ah, yes. Only if you'd be willing to join in on that.
Well, as long as it doesn't have more than a chord and a half. But
then does it involve smashing and blowing things up?
Seriously, I set fire to it. Do it Hendrix style. So you just pick some song, some standard, either, you know, a standard rock song or a punk song everybody knows. You ought to do, like, a full-on jam session at the end. Everybody loves that. They're cheesy, but the crowd loves them.
That's true. And you can have, a little highlight solo that goes on for 15 minutes.
I can do my Ace Frehley one-note solo. Excellent. All right, so 800 Octane with Dry County Crooks, Porn Store Janitor, and Barbarella, along with the Tim Riley Factor, and we're all going to be there, too, this Saturday, $5, five bands, 9:30, Satyricon, and it's what? It's on 6th and...
Well, you just go up Burnside, and then you turn on 6th.
All right, excellent. So we will see you there, man.
Okay.
All right, there you go. That's Dave from 800 Octane. Okay, we got more on the way. We're going to get Mark and a few Richard Nunn from the WB. We'll see if Gabe shows up. We've already got people speculating that he'll never show up because he doesn't want to have to verify.
Yeah, he sounded a little uneasy when I called him at
home. All right. Later on, we're going to debut I Want to Be a Ramon, the new single from the Rick Emerson House Band, Tim Riley Factor. Stay there. Here's the Ramones.
To join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. Ah, rat. All right, we got more coming up. We're going to have to get Tom Likas in about 35 minutes, followed by the world-famous Phil Henry Show. In just a few minutes here, we're going to debut the brand-new single from the Tim Riley Factor, I Want to Be a Ramon. And we'll be doing that here in a second. We're going to be joined by Richard Nunn in just one moment as well. This is Mark. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
What do you got?
Well, as long as you're talking about the free meal ticket, free ride, whatever you want, I got a friend that does something she calls sport cocktailing.
Sport cocktailing, okay.
Basically how it works. She's a good-looking gal. Blonde, tall, you know, nice figure.
Yeah.
She kind of, you know, sashays into a bar, maybe with some friends, maybe by herself, whatever. And she'll kind of snuggle up to some guy in the bar, start a little chit-chat. Well, you know, 9 times out of 10, he'll start buying her drinks. Well, he'll buy drink after drink after drink until she gets up to use the restroom and then backdoors him.
Oh, the pain. see? So I'm saying it's not just... women are evil, but men are, of course, stupid, as Rollins has pointed out. Women are evil and men are stupid. And as time goes on, men get dumber and dumber, so women have to get more and more evil, which
is how
this thing
happens. Well, that's what it kind of adds up to, because as he's buying her drinks, he's probably thinking, I'm going to get lucky.
That's exactly. So that's where this always ends. See, it's a sad world we live in, Mark. It's a world of pain and agony.
Yeah. By the way, Rick, do you use alcohol as a blood thinner? I do.
There you go. There's Mark. All right. Let's welcome to the show our friend and colleague from the WB. Meteorologist extraordinaire Richard Nunn. What's up with you, brother?
What's happening with you, Rico Suave?
Not a whole lot. I am both rich and smooth, though. I'm glad you've noticed that.
All right.
So, have you been following... First of all, are you going to be at Satyricon on the Saturday?
You know, I might be going to the Mulletville party on Saturday.
Oh, you got the Portland Wrestling. Did you go to that? Do you go to Portland Wrestling?
I haven't been able to get my ticket yet.
What do you mean? You work there.
I know. There's a huge waiting list.
A waiting list. You're Richard Nunn.
I tried to throw that weight around here, but people really know who I am.
As you said, they bump you, didn't get you anything.
Right.
Yeah, all right. Sucks. Well, in any event, so that's is that working out well for you guys? They're getting a lot of response for you? Because I missed it last week. I set it on my TiVo to record, but I won't be able to see it till Sunday.
It's doing well, and people continue to email WB32TV.com and ask for tickets. I think, without exaggerating, I think the waiting list is actually like 1,000 people deep.
Seriously, I got emails from people like, how do I get on the waiting list? And I'm like, dude, it's going to be weeks. How many people does that place hold?
We have 2 or 3 rows of bleachers in there, so I'm guessing that they probably bring in 50 to maybe 150.
Damn.
At a time, yeah, I'm not sure
people.
Exactly
so
how many
like,
people.
So it's going to take two. So the waiting list is 2.5 months long, basically.
It's one of those things like being at a really nice restaurant. If you really want to go, you got to book your time now.
All right. Hey, speaking of things we're booking now, so Monday, well, you're not going to be here in studio anyway because that's just for special occasion. That's only when you're drunk or something like that.
I would be glad to come in. I want to come in on Friday to see the penis puppet.
Well, now, see, that's what I'm saying.
They're coming in Monday instead.
Yeah, penis puppetry is Monday now because there was a scheduling conflict. And apparently, so they're going to be coming in Monday at 1 p.m. We'll have the puppetry of the penis guys here.
I think I could probably squeeze them. What time are they going to be in?
You could squeeze them in. They're going to be here 1 o'clock Monday.
Yeah, I would love to.
So you got
to
be here Monday, 1 o'clock for the puppetry of the
I want to pet a penis puppet.
All right, then.
He's more excited than I am.
Hey, so speaking of, by the way, talking about things you get tickets for, let me just interject for a moment. I don't know if you've gotten this, but Tim Riley got this, and I've gotten it, too, and people in my audience have. Have you gotten this thing in the mail? the television preview. Dear televiewer, you have been selected to participate in a survey whose findings will directly influence what you see on television in the future. Have you gotten this?
Yes, I did.
Okay, have you gone to it?
I did, and I voted for every show that the WB would air.
And you know, but the thing is, it's a scam, though, because when you go, it's not really to rate the shows, it's to rate the commercials between the shows that they show you.
Really? No, I was just joking. I did not go.
I went like a fool, because they're like, no, you get prizes for going. I went the first time because I was thinking, okay, TV focus group, if you ever get these tickets in the mail, because Tim Riley gets four of them, and it's the NBC Suites Hotel, they locked you in a room. They make you watch a bunch of clips of television shows and also a bunch of commercials. The TV shows are just, they're for show, no pun intended. The real thing is they want you to grade the commercials. I went home and looked up some of the TV show clips they were forcing us to watch, uh-huh. And they were from pilots that had been canceled like 5 years ago.
Oh, that's funny.
So it's really for commercials. So always avoid this if you get it. It's a scam.
They didn't even have punch and pie, man.
Yeah, I was to understand there would be punch and pie. And
there were no punch and cookies?
No, there was nothing. Man. It was Bupkis is what we had.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like a top-notch idea then. I try to stay away from that stuff. Like, I was sent the Nielsen ratings. And plus the $2 that comes along with it to fill out the book. And so I wrote in every one of the pages, I work in TV, thanks for the $2.
It's like, I shouldn't talk crap. I have a friend of mine who works for Nielsen, but I shouldn't spread gossip. Let me just tell you this, no, I can't say. There's so much gossip. I know so much bad stuff about the Nielsen company because I have a friend who works there. I didn't want to say it, though. I didn't want to talk about it. So, so we haven't heard from Gabe either. Have you been following this Gabe threesome saga?
Yeah, well, that's where we left off last week.
And he was supposed to call today. See, the thing is, one of the girls was supposed to call my voicemail last night and leave me a message like, hi, this is Candy. I'm verifying the threesome. I've never heard. He called today off the air and said, hey, I'm going to call at 2 o'clock.
No, actually, I had to call him. He didn't even call.
Okay, so he had to call him, and he said he'd call at 2 o'clock. Well, now, here's one email. Rick, it's way past 2 o'clock. Where's Gabe to defend his manhood? Here's another one. Rick, I bet Gabe doesn't call at 2. He's just deflecting.
Well, you know, the excuse he gave me on the phone was that Candy or whatever her name is never called him last night.
Please. Like, you wouldn't know how to get in touch with that girl. Like, you wouldn't have that girl's phone number memorized in your brain.
Well, maybe one threesome just fell into another and they're listening to you right now while they're getting it on.
I would like to think that's the case.
Yeah, it's a good time. Good time.
We've got this one from Brian. Rick, Richard Nunn wants to be your backdoor man. Okay.
I don't know what that is. Is that left field? I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that's all about.
Am I a bouncer? I'm guarding the backside? What?
I don't want to know about that. All right, what's the weather deal going to be?
You know this week that we've had where it's been sunny and nice and cool?
Yeah, but there's a lot of wind, though, man. Wind like a banshee.
Yes, it's been very windy also. That happens when we get the high pressure and the winds come out of the east. But this weekend, less in the way of wind, more in the way of clouds, and a lot more in the way of rain.
All right, so it's going to be rainy, less wind?
Less wind.
All right. Excellent.
Good
times. I'm writing all this down. All right, good time to
read. So it's Monday with the penis puppet?
Monday, 1 p.m., the penis puppet. You can come in early, do the news hour with us if you want.
All right, I'll come in, we'll do the news hour, and then I'm going to pet a penis puppet.
All right, All right, Dad.
Who are you?
Yeah, what is your deal? You on the pipe? All right, we'll be back. There's Richard Dump of the WB. Going to be back with I Want to Be a Ramon, the new single for the Tim Riley Factor. Stay there, we'll continue after this.
Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, here we're still dealing with the traffic.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. All right. So here is a skosh, as the Japanese say. We'll play the new single from the Tim Riley Factor, and the big question is, can we now pull this off? Because, the studio, you can do something 700 times if you screw it up. If something goes wrong in the studio, you can do it a billion times till you get it right. And plus, it's not like we're not working with a wrecking crew or something. We're not Phil Spector. But, we've got a four-track, recorder and everything here, so you can do stuff on different tracks and whatnot. But so we're saying we can pull this off live. But, a lot of people, it's just interesting to give you an idea of all the work that this takes, because even like I don't understand how real bands do recordings, because it's like you listen to a full, I don't know, you know, like some Metallica album or whatever, and it's like, you know what, you understand suddenly why it takes a year to make a record, because we're making a four, like a 3-minute song last night, and it's just over and over and over, because like there'd be like one 2-syllable word that I can't get right. So we're going to play you a couple cuts here. We'll play you a little bit of what the song sounds like, just the individual tracks. And then we'll kind of play you the whole thing. So this first thing we're going to play is just, this is some of the instrumentation of the song. And then we have some little hand clapping and whatnot. Go ahead and just hit that CD. Hit that, we got this, right there. And this is just kind of the instrumentation. Tape we ended up keeping. This is the take we ended up just not even using, because we screwed this one up at some point. We kept getting the count off wrong at the beginning, I think. And see, this is the total thing about recording a song, is you can get it right, and then, the 3 minutes of it, it can be perfect, and then when you blow it towards the end, you know, like there's one 3-second segment that you screw up, then you have to just trash the whole thing, which makes you want to kill yourself.
So you're playing all the guitar in this, right?
Yeah, but it's like, but you understand why bands drink. Like, you totally understand why bands do drugs.
Oh, there's the clap track.
I never want to clap again. Your hands get all blistered and whatnot. So hard to be a musician. All right, so, let's queue up another one of the tracks. We'll play the next one, which I think is track 10 there. See, we did this on a multi-track, you know, so we could sync everything up and, you know, do things if you want to double-track any of your vocals. Go ahead.
Hey, you want me to play it?
Yeah, go ahead and roll that.
You know that I want to be your boyfriend. You know that I want to leave my home.
Brian Wilson would be proud.
But you know that I don't want to grow up, so I want to be a Ramon. Whoa, oh, whoa. Whoa, oh,
ladies and gentlemen, take 6.
Whoa, oh,
Manhattan Transfer. Put your hands together for...
Hey,
okay, and go ahead, and here's another iteration of that later on. We started to layer on hand claps on the vocals. It's cut 5.
Let's go.
It's cut 5 here, where we ran all these off. So go ahead and roll cut 5 there, and you'll hear another.
I want to go down to the basement. Because I just want
a lot of these, you can hear me clearing my throat, too. You can hear me going,
you know that I want to be your boyfriend.
Stop.
You know that I want to leave my
seriously
home. But you know that I
so gay
don't want to grow up, so I want to be a Ramon. Whoa,
is there anything gayer than clapping? Please.
Who was off last night?
You.
It wasn't me.
You.
You.
I've clapped. It's clapping. How hard can it be?
I just kept clapping.
Be
all right.
A good boy.
All right. Go ahead and take that out. We'll go ahead and play you the full thing here. We're just going to skip to it. So Clyde has got...
I have in my hand the
we burned
official.
When we finally finished it. But even like that first instrumental track, we had to do that like 700 times. Because we could... And it's not hard. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. And we finally ended up just having to do 1, 2, 3, 4. So we would all come in together at the same time. And how embarrassing is that? The Ramones did their whole first album in like a day. We couldn't even do a song in one night. All right. So is the whole thing ready?
It's ready. You ready to go?
Right, we're ready to rock. We're ready to roll. Okay. Without further ado, I present to you the new single from the Tim Riley Factor. This is I Wanna Be a Ramon.
Go down to the basement.
so there it is. There's the new single from the Tim Riley Factor, I Want to Be a Ramon, which shows that even the most minuscule of talents, given unlimited studio time, can create something that's not just flat-out dreck. All right, we'll wrap things up in just a moment. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KTK. Stay there.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, we now come to the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. We got a like, it's about 10 minutes, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. All right. By the way, we want to point out that the smoke-free nine-day program, are those the same thing? Is the smoke-free and the nine-day program the same thing?
I think they're different. Different phone numbers, though, yeah.
Well, in any event, smoke-free and something else called the nine-day program, they sponsored some traffic earlier. Some woefully under-informed traffic, thanks to Metro. But ably reported by Sarah, nonetheless. Making lemonade out of Metro lemons.
Thank you.
So thanks to those guys. Let's see. Subject line, you just heard your new song. Rick, I just heard your new song. Stop it. Thanks, Rick FRT, whatever that means. All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Here's another one. Subject line, I want to be a Ramon. This one just says, no, 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 no.
A lot of consensus. People are calling in saying, you sound like Brett Michaels.
From Poison?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
I thought he sounded like Vince Neil last night, but then again, I was...
I'd rather sound like Brett Michaels than Vince. I don't sound anything like Vince Neil.
I thought you sounded like Vince Neil there for a minute, you know?
Well, there's no Vince Neil to be had. The best part about the recording of that song was that Kristen's whole thing was, because I'm like, because Kristen's all about, quote, talent and, you know, music that, you know, is intelligent and whatnot. And anyway, you know, this song's like a chord and a half. And so her whole deal is, well, I'll play on it as long as I don't actually have to sing the words, I want to be a Ramon. That was like her stipulation, is that as long as I don't have to say, I don't want to be a Ramon, I'll play on it. That was Kristen's deal. So what are you going to do? All right, we got the, but the point is, the day after tomorrow, Saturday, 9:30 p.m., Satyricon, downtown. A porn star janitor, Barbarella, in their final performance. 800 Octane, Dry County Crooks, and then the Tim Riley Factor. We're going to be playing I Wish I Had Soul, and hopefully we'll be able to pull that off live. We'll see if we can do that. And we're going to be there. It's $5, five bands, 9:30, Saturday, Satyricon. Hey, Rick, I am 23, and I'm clueless about Beatles stuff. What do you mean, Paul's dead? What's the OPD patch? I find the hidden intellect of stars fascinating. What is that, the Beatles or us? What is he talking about?
I think he's talking about the Beatles, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's a mean thing
Maybe
to say.
Maybe I should do a Paul is Dead thing.
Could you discuss this more? Thanks, Jay. Oh, God.
Paul is Dead.
That's what I needed.
Miss him.
Cranberry sauce. Yeah. See, nobody even knows what I'm talking about. It's made these allusions to cranberry sauce, and nobody even understands what we're saying. All right. We want to thank Jennifer Aniston, Leonardo DiCaprio, Dave from 800 Octane, who finally called, Tanya Harding, everybody in the Tim Riley Factor. That would be Todd Gorger, Clyde Lewis, Sarah Dillon, Kristen from accounting, Jolie from the front desk. I want to thank everybody involved with that for helping stay in late to put that song together. Last night's was ably produced by Clyde Lewis and Todd Gorger for Two-Headed Baby on a Stick Productions. All right. Coming up tomorrow, we got the hell do we have tomorrow? I don't know. We'll figure it out then. Maybe more on the Gabe scandal. Coming up Saturday, Satyricon. You got to be there for that. As always, the Rick Emerson Show is produced today by Clyde Lewis, who is in for Sarah Dillon, who is in turn in the executive producer's chair for one Matthew Peterson. In the newsroom, it's Tim Riley. And we will see you tomorrow at noon. Do not let the bastards grind you down. See you in 21 hours. Thanks for listening. Bye.
I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.